when teacher at Jesus preached the good news, the kingdom of God, about faith, about love, about forgiveness, many people were happy, but not all. Even though Jesus performed miracles, healed the sick, drive out demons, and feed many people, still is not enough for others. So this gospel today, this is the starting point of pointing out or finding out to blame Jesus that he is doing against law. So they have the reason to condemn Jesus. There is nothing wrong with traditions. There is nothing wrong with laws. But the problem is if the tradition is not for the goodness or welfare of the people, and then the tradition just give burdens to the people, that's problem. There is nothing wrong with law. Law is good for people, to guide people, to lead people, to do the right way. But when law implements without other human conditions, other reasons for human needs, that's a problem. That's why Jesus has problem with the spirituals, with the scribes and Pharisees, religious leaders, because of the implementation of the traditions and laws. According to Jesus, law is good, but law should be for the people. Traditions should be for the welfare of the people, not the people for the law, not the people for the traditions. Traditions, law should be for the welfare of the people. And then tradition cannot be put above the word of God. God is number one. So that's why that the group of religious leaders, the group of scribes, the Pharisees were become one against Jesus, and then this is starting point, they condemned Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to remind us in this life, number one, love. If you serve the people, should be from your heart. Love them first. Second, if you pray, should be coming from your heart. Pray with your heart, not because of the traditions. When you come to church, attend the mass, not because of the tradition, dahil ginagawa ng magulang, but because of your faith, because of you need God, you believe in God. our faith is most important, more important than the traditions. So Jesus reminds us that you pray, practice the religious activities, read the Bible, read the theology, theories about God, but don't forget your faith. Importance the traditions, but your faith is more important. Your relationship with God, personal intimidation with God, your connection with God. And then the connection with God, it applies in your connection with your friends, with your siblings. Dapat may bunga. Should be fruitful in connection with others. Like Jesus, when he heals the people, no discrimination for everybody. When he teaches the people, no discrimination, he teaches everybody. When he approaches the people, he approaches everybody. No discrimination. He accepts everybody. That's the faith. That's the result of connection with God and then applies with others, our connection with others. So, brothers and sisters, when we pray, pray with your heart, and when you go out, practice your prayer with love others, with your compassion, with your understanding, with your heart of acceptance others, and then try to embrace everybody, try to unite everybody. You are the connector. We are the channel. We are connector with God. That's why Jesus always talk about forgiveness. He points out every time that napaka importante ang forgiveness. Because when you do not forgive others, God will not forgive you. Because forgiveness is try to reconnect with one another. It's like wire. When it's cut off, try to reconnect in order to have power, energy to the source, to reconnect. If we are connected, automatically we are connected to the source, God. So that's faith, that's prayer life, should be fruitful. Not because of the external things, traditions, come to Mass, pray the rosary, read the Bible, but it comes from your inner being, from our heart.